Hi, I'm Camila Janan Rashid. I'm an artist based in Brooklyn, New York, originally from East Palo Alto, California. So when I was a kid, even though our school was very poor, we had a publishing center, which was this older woman who sat in a trailer, and you could bring any stories that you had written to her, and she would type them up for you. And then you could come back and buy in the books and have all these different paper choices. And before I left second grade, I had published, illustrated, and authored about 12 books. And I was really excited about the prospect of like thinking about libraries and reading spaces, not as places just to consume information, but what role we actually play in constructing and creating information. And so the installation is thinking about opportunities for people to look at existing information, to be critical of existing information, but through the publishing classes and through a lot of other opportunities in the space, actually having the choice to be part of the process of knowledge production, not just consumption. And so I think libraries are often thought about as places you go to get a thing that already exists. And I think about library spaces as a bit more dynamic, as a place to actually go and look at the things that already exist, but also as a place where you start to think about your role in constructing information and hopefully to actually be in that role of participating in constructing knowledge. It's really important to think about the histories of Black folks in America and how important it is to really consider the ways in which we have not always had access to the tools to create and disseminate our own histories, and how in the 60s and 70s, the ecosystem space is really an homage to the people who were front runners in either creating independent publishing presses, were involved in creating these independent Black schools, were involved in creating Black bookstores. And so like the roles that they played are really important to me. And so all the printed matter in this space are either articles from Ebony Magazine, which was a Black produced, owned a magazine company, either from them, articles about independent Black schools. You have textbooks from independent Black schools. You have chapbooks and pamphlets from independently owned and operated Black presses in Detroit. You have magazines, you have children's books. You have all these things that have been created by Black folks who are invested in not only consuming information about themselves, but being in charge of narrating that. And so the library is an opportunity for people to explore this printed matter, to think about, again, what role they could play in creating printed matter in this contemporary context, and to really think about what does it mean when people don't actually wait for someone else to tell their stories, but actually take everything on their own and say, we're gonna tell the stories for ourselves, because we recognize the nuance and the complexities of our history, and we know that everyone else has been doing a really poor job at it. So that it really is an invitation to think about those histories through an installation, through this library, through this photocopy machine, through all the different features in this space. They really are an invitation to think about, think deeply about knowledge consumption and knowledge dissemination within Black communities.